Sullivan, and this is my podcast, Going Deep. This month, Earwolf Presents is releasing episodes of Going Deep from behind the paywall to celebrate our second season, which just launched on Stitcher Premium. This episode is with the wonderful Kulafi Lysak and Scott Aukerman. You know, normally I go on Comedy Bang Bang, but here Scott is on my podcast. It's just so funny how the tables have turned, isn't it? This episode has some serious twists and turns, and it is absurd. You will love it. I definitely did. Please enjoy and check out season two of Going Deep only on Stitcher Premium. To get a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium. Use promo code DEEP. Thank you.
What you're about to hear is a totally real, not fake couples counseling session. It contains bad words, sex stuff, and therapeutic techniques that are not legally allowed to be used inside the United States. For the purposes of maintaining confidentiality, names and some identifiable characteristics were meant to be removed. However, we did not have enough time.
Hi, I'm calling for Diana. Hey, boo. My name is Dirk Spertley.
Hello. My name is Angela, Angie, but call me Angela Furtley.
I am looking to sketch a sesh. Having a little bit of troubles with my best boo.
I'm having trouble with my husband. Okay, one second. Hi, can I, I'll have a double-double.
Would love to get in there and get really deep under the epidermis about our feelings.
Animal style.
Hoping that we can set something up on the cowl, on the iCal.
Here's my card. Just take my card. What was I saying?
Okay, let me know. Thanks. Late.
Due to a recent lawsuit, I am legally required to state here once again that I am not a doctor. I never went to medical school or therapy school, and I was so drunk most of college, I'm not sure that degree even counts. But as I told the judge, sometimes I really do feel like I'm a surgeon extracting a tumor from a body of a relationship. In a way, I'm sort of like God. I see people who need help, and I save their lives. This is exactly how I felt with Dirks and Angela.
We've been married for 22 and a half years at this point, 22 and a quarter years. Mm. In between half and a quarter.
Right in the middle.
5 months. And we've had an incredible relationship and kind of a dream come true. I fell in love with Angela the minute I saw her, about 60 seconds in.
Oh.
And the first 60 seconds were kind of rough, but
touch and go.
They were very touch and go, but the approximately 60, 61, 62 seconds in, I was sold. And I said to myself, because I didn't want to say it to her, Dirks, this is the woman you're going to marry. And I, unfortunately, accidentally, I said it out loud. So I did end up saying it to her.
You did say it to me.
And she thought it was a proposal.
And I said yes.
What? Whoa.
I said yes.
Happiest day of my life after those 60, 61, 62 seconds.
It was rough, the first 59.
Where were you guys? Where did this happen?
We were on a plane that was on a boat. It was a seaplane that was parked on a boat. At the time, it hadn't taken off in order to. So it was a beautiful, beautiful view. We had the best of both worlds. We had the best of the land
and the sea.
And the sea and the air.
What a view.
And then there was also a fire. So it was all of the elements.
Yeah. There was the fire.
The fire was on the plane and on the boat.
Yep.
And
that was a high pressure situation.
It was. This is the first 61 seconds, essentially.
Yeah. We had said earlier that it was touch and go, and that's what we meant.
Yeah, it was. We were fearful for not only our lives, but the fate of the world.
Sure. Well, absolutely.
Oh, was there some kind of war going on?
There was no war, but we were worried that the fire would just spread out of control and burn the entire earth.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, I would say, just light terrorism.
there was some light terrorism going on. Mm-hmm. It was mainly on our part.
Yeah. It was,
which is why the fire started. We were
setting it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys set the fire and then you
have
worried.
You ever heard of that song, "We Didn't Start the Fire"?
That's not about us.
It's the opposite.
That's not about us.
So we did start it.
Yeah. By William Joel.
You guys
Joel.
Did start. William. Yeah. I know him, actually. It's you funny. Do. I don't know a lot of musicians, but I know him.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at a backyard barbecue.
Do you mind if I ask who's backyard?
He's a big William Joel fan, so this is nice for him.
It was at Bon Jovi's.
Jonathan Bon Jovi?
Jonathan, yeah.
Bon Jovi. Amazing.
Wow. Well, it's exciting to be able to talk to you about our problems.
Yeah.
Someone who's been in Bon Jovi's backyard.
So you bonded over this moment of panic, or was it exhilaration?
Neither.
It was neither.
It was the panic and the exhilaration were ancillary to our feelings at the moment. But the minute that we turned our backs to each other, we had been looking at each other the first 59 seconds. Then the minute we turned our backs to each other, we thought, there's something here, you know?
Yeah, he's really sturdy. I felt safe. I felt like I could lean on him.
I have strong trapezoids.
The sexiest traps from here to, you know, the Rockies.
Wow. That's bold. It's a bold statement. So why are we here today? Why now? Spent all this time together. And it seems like this is your first, from what I'm looking at in your file, your first couples therapy session ever.
Well, because we've never fought before.
We've never had a single fight in our 22 years, 5 months, 30 days, and 23 hours and 59 minutes.
You know, I'm not asking for you to know that at all times, okay? I'm not demanding that of you.
It is something I know because it was a very important day. Okay. So really, I'm 1 minute shy of right. it being...
No one is
22
holding
and a half
you
years,
to this,
but I'm just
Dirk.
But we've never had a fight until the other day.
Yeah.
We haven't had a single fight. We've Not had a dream relationship.
Truly, truly erotic in every way.
Erotic.
Incredibly erotic.
Sensual.
Have you ever read erotic fiction?
Some, yes.
This is erotic nonfiction.
That's
because
right.
it happened.
The way his traps flex in the moonlight as I play them like a cello.
Angela played the cello in high school.
Yes.
So she knows what she's doing.
Tell me about the passion.
Well, it's just like that first, well, the seconds after we met, the fire, the water, the waves crashing.
The fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm.
The accidentally yes. thinking something wasn't a grease fire when it was a grease fire and trying to put it out with water.
That was
and instead we should have had baking soda.
We didn't have it.
I didn't know that worked. If there's a grease fire, you do baking soda? Mm-hmm.
There are three types of fires. There's an A, B, and a C. And water only works with A fires and I believe C fires. But if it's a B fire, you need... Baking soda or a fire extinguisher.
B for baking soda, yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am. I could have burned myself down. Could have burned my house down.
Do you have a lot of water at your house?
Yeah, tons of water.
Be careful.
So one fight. Big whoop. One fight.
That's what I said.
That's what I said. Big whoop.
Big whoop.
I said that sentence literally 60 seconds after it happened. I said, one fight. Big whoop.
So what's the big deal?
He doesn't like how we got two new champagne flutes. And I put them on the top rack, you know, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I will not apologize for it.
And I wanted to keep them in a drawer. Because I'm a short person and I don't like reaching up that high when I want my nightly champs.
He loves champagne. Especially,
how tall are you?
Well, I'm 6'2".
And I'm...
Okay.
5'2 and a half.
That's right.
Are you going to correct me about that?
Of course I wouldn't. You know I love pouring champs between my breasts as like a sort of sensual sensual champagne fountain as you lap it up. You know I love that.
It's not just champagne. It's chocolate. It's cheese.
It's soup.
It's anything pretty chili, much.
Chili?
Yeah. Her chili between her breasts is, that's Fridays.
It sounds like a lot of food stuff you guys like. Some food kinks I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We love you should that. Be careful. I've had bad experiences.
What could go wrong?
All sorts of infections.
Oh.
You think a yeast infection is one thing. If you've had a meat titty, infection, it's another.
Titty infection? Like it would something could happen between my breasts?
Something could happen to your nipples.
Okay.
Nipples are essentially like open sores. The you know where the milk comes out?
Yes.
You've heard the expression milk lemonade around the corner the fudge is made.
I sure. Yeah, I live by that.
The milk
have
comes
it on out, a pillow.
Yeah. The milk comes out of the nipples and those little holes where they come out of, those can get infected very, very easily.
Yes, yes. The nipples are your chest's vagina. You know, I had a friend who was like you. His name is Timothy Vey. And he
Smithy
also,
Vey?
Timothy.
Oh, Timothy Vey.
Yeah. He's, I guess, same unwell as you.
Well, that's fun to hear. I like when people compare me to others.
I'd love to meet someone named Smithily Vey, though. Is that what you said? That would be so interesting.
Smithily Vey?
Interesting to meet someone with that name.
Well, he's an ex-lover of mine.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Interestingly enough, we used to have a lot of morning sex. And then, you know, I got one of my food infections that I was telling you guys about earlier.
Right.
He said, what am I supposed to do with that? And because it was basically, you know, like my vagina became so big for that time period. It was
elephantitis of the vagina.
Yes, it was. It was a version of that. And I said, well, you know, you got to figure out something because it ain't going away anytime soon. You know, if we keep using all this pho soup, because that's what we were using at the time.
Wow.
And then, so we switched.
Was our number one, number two, which order? Is that the, with the tripe and the, did he faga or?
It was a pho bo. It was a beef.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then at the, we ended up switching to hamburgers and, that actually made it worse.
Okay.
And then we, started using some gyozas and it got better. But by that point, he dumped me.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I'm an amateur gynecologist. I would love to take a look at that.
Like two nipples covered in steak à poivre, this relationship has become infected. Something this couple usually would not give a whoop about, they suddenly give many whoops about. So why? Why are the champagne glasses causing such a raging infection? Time for me to take an x-ray of Dirk's and Angela's relationship before I drug them up and cut them open.
I think it just comes from something deeper. I think it's been building up for a long time. I think it was building up for about 5 minutes before that.
You have an obsession with time. I'm not trying to start a fight. I just want to point it out. That's
thank
it.
You.
It does seem like an obsession with time. I've heard so many different numbers. I can't even keep my head straight.
If at some point my grandfather clock goes off during this session,
and it will,
I apologize.
Which one? You know, which grandfather clock?
I have essentially 240 times 6, that's 12. I have around 1,400 grandfather clocks, so they can go off every minute. So I know that a minute has passed.
Some people would, they would time it, have it at the same time. But, you know, Dirk, I've always just encouraged him to be who he is.
She and has. She's been wonderful in that respect.
That's why we've been together for, you know, over 22 years.
She's supported all of my...
Dirk's quirks, I would say.
Yes. She supported them all over the years. And she, truly. Even though I'm out of work currently and I'm just working on my own thing.
Yeah, he has so many rubber duckies.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Is this a new business endeavor?
No, the rubber duckies are a hobby. The business I'm working on an alternative to hand sanitizer because hand sanitizer is so toxic for the environment. Mm-hmm. When you throw it away, it turns into dioxins, which pollute the oceans. So I'm working on an alternative, something to keep people's hands clean. I'm experimenting a lot with
He's a genius.
Vegetable oil mixed with 100% lye as well as distilled water.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been so experimenting with it. I think it's going to change the way that people
and I believe
clean their
it.
Hands.
Yeah. I believe in him.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, what about you, Angela? What businesses are you working
on?
Yeah,
what are you interested in?
I'm a CEO. I'm both a CEO and a COO. They say if they can't do it right, you do it right times two. And that's my motto. Just really being, I guess, a boss bitch. And I mean,
emphasis on the
what's that
on the boss. On the boss.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I want to de-emphasize the bitch part of it because she's wonderful. She's really I don't like to hear her talk about herself in those ways because she's really a wonderful person.
And I really when I call myself a bitch, I'm really taking back that term.
I just don't like it because you've been called that so many times over the years from your mother, your father, your entire family, all of your coworkers.
In a chorus. Anyways, I what my business is, thank you for asking, is just play sets, children's play sets. And I have a vision to build the largest play set.
She wants to build essentially. Have you seen that show?
Is it The Bachelorette?
Lost?
No.
Is it?
No. It's a show from England that starts on a shot of England. A dog's testicles as it walks away, and there's
chewing gum. Fleabag.
Shot of the testicle. It's going to come to me.
Downtown Abbey. Downtown.
Downtown. Abbey.
She wants to build a child's playset that's to scale.
Yeah.
For Downtown Abbey.
But sounds pretty big.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's basically just a building.
A child's building, yes.
Yeah, for children.
But one room. Would be the size of four adults.
They wouldn't be allowed.
Children,
they would not be allowed.
They would not be allowed.
Okay, want to be a room where there are bouncy balls everywhere? It doesn't make sense.
And to be fair, there are children in Downtown Abbey. So Downtown Abbey was for not only for adults, but for children. So.
That's right. Mm, but my buildings, my child's play buildings are for kids only. Thank you.
But so your job is to try to build this one playset?
She doesn't build.
I'm an architect in a way, in all ways.
So your
and
job...
And an architect of the mind, mainly.
Have you built anything else, or is this, it's just the goal is to build this one, Downton Abbey?
So far, she's been building it in her mind palace. And the goal is to translate that into and onto the earth.
That's right. To the earth palace.
I see. So
from mind to earth.
You're looking for investors or someone who would want
land. Well, I mean, you know, sure. I'm always looking for someone to invest in me and my ideas.
Emotional investment, I think, is what
mainly,
she's talking about. We don't need money.
We're so affluent. We just,
are you?
Yeah. It's not an issue. It's been that we
too.
Have no stress.
I'm also affluent as well.
That's
so nice to meet you. We should have champs. Night together.
It makes sense for her to have been in an Airbnb owned by Jean Bon Jovi.
Jean Bon Jovi.
As I look at my mental x-ray, I can see we have two control freaks on our hands. Dirks is obsessed with time, counting everything to the exact second. And just like any woman who likes to be in charge of a situation, Angela is universally known as a bitch. And though they are both reserved in their demeanor, I can see that these two are fighting for dominance. This is what is causing this infection, and it's my job to put on my doctor's gloves, grab the scalpel, and remove this unwanted growth.
So now that I know what you both do, and that you both clearly have such a wonderful passion for each other's bodies and for food. I wonder.
I know every pubic hair of his. Everyone.
All six.
That's not very many.
But they're sturdy.
I have alopecia of the pubis.
And Derek?
Dirks.
Dirks. Dirks, what about Angela's body? What do you know about her body? She clearly can talk a mile a minute about yours, but what about...
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you ask that because I looked at Angela's body the other day and something popped in my head, which was a real attachment to her and a real sense of loss that she was walking out of the room. And yet I mixed that with a wonderful appreciation of watching her leave. And that's how I feel about Angela's body is it's just a wonderful playground when she's in the room. And when she's stepping out of it, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to witness.
A man's playground, of course, not like my children's.
No, no children allowed on Angela's playground.
No. That's not my kink.
Oh, thank God. So, but what about specifics about her body? You can speak generally, but she knows so many little details. Sure. What are the details?
I love it all the bees. Boobs, butt crack.
There we go. What else?
Big toes.
What else?
You love my biceps.
Biceps, bridge of the nose.
Hmm. Anything else?
Bulge.
Wow. That's beautiful. So beautiful.
I have a meaty Mons pubis.
Yeah. It's a, you know how some people have an innie?
Yeah.
She has a true outie of a Mons pubis.
It's pronounced.
It looks like a codpiece of ancient Shakespearean times. I love it.
It's an outie belly button that has cut off. Or
it's
what?
My Mons pubis. It's the.
Do you know the terms of your fupa?
Fupa, fat upper pussy area.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that I guess I have that. Did meeting each other in a traumatic situation, be it good or bad, you know, you light this fire together, it sounds like, on the plane, on the boat?
Separately.
Separate fires.
We were working at opposite ends of the terrorism spectrum,
similar means, different ends.
Yeah, we were on different sides of the same issue.
What was the issue, and how were you both working? Who were you both working for?
We were our own bosses, which is a wonderful position to be in.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a...
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Thank you. That's so true.
That's what I say too.
When will that happen for you?
That already has happened for me.
Oh, this is what you want to do for forever?
Talking to us?
This is how I make my living. Yes. I do sessions with... I make a lot of money, actually.
And is it living for you?
Is it what?
Are you living?
Yes. I told you guys I'm doing really well. I have champs too. I go to Europe sometimes.
How can you be doing well when we're only paying you? I think, what are we paying for this?
I think maybe $600? Four champagnes.
Yeah. So $600.
$600 an hour.
An hour, but we're only talking for an hour. So you're only making $600 and you think that you're wealthy?
That's living?
That this is a slow day for me that I only have one session with you.
Oh, you talk to other people.
Oh, I see.
You're not my only clients. Oh. You are not my only clients. I see a lot of freaks out there and I help them and I make good money, you know. And plus, you know, I come from money. I'm rich.
Really?
Rich with my family wealth, my daddy.
Say no more.
Oh my goodness. Just need to adjust my fupa a little bit to the side.
That's sticking into me right now.
Yeah,
so
pardon.
Thank you.
It's very, pardon. It is very big now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, even though we're arguing, I still want to be on top of him. You know what I mean? Still just want to, my strongest sense is touch. What can I say?
My strongest sense is ESP.
It's true.
Tell me more about that.
Why don't you tell me more? Oh, wait, you already did. Because I can read your thoughts. See?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's mainly why we don't fight as much, because it's almost like, what's the point?
Because he always knows what you're thinking.
I know what she's thinking, and she doesn't have a mean bone in her body. Even the fupa is not mean, and that's not a bone. It's a buildup of calcium.
That's right.
We've never fought because I always can tell... What's the point? I can always tell that she has good intentions until the other day.
Yeah.
With the champagne
chomps. With the champagne flutes all the way up on that top shelf when I clearly wanted them in the silverware drawer.
And what I was trying to say, yes, thank you. Thank you. That's not a normal combo is to put champagne flutes with your silverware. It just, to me, doesn't make sense. I'm not trying to start a fight.
The silverware drawer is the top shelf when it comes to my body.
Okay.
That's as high as I can reach.
Jerks, we have spent so much money.
How tall is the drawer?
Well, we do have high.
We have high. Yeah. We have very high. We bought. Yeah, we got a deal
from a basketball player's. It was made for a basketball. This home was built for a basketball player.
So essentially, everything is very, very high, built for someone who, and this was one of those tall Chinese basketball players.
That's right.
So he was 8 feet tall. And then there are also basketball hoops everywhere that we can't get down.
No. But we
can hire someone to take them down.
Here, can I just, we have spent, those library ladders where we have those built all over. And that's what
they're
I was trying
on wheels
to.
Wheels, and you can just
you can how swing fun around. Is that? It's truly a ball.
That's
how we spend most of our time.
Yes, and so I was trying to say
zooming around on ladders all day. Can you imagine a life like that? It's wonderful.
It's ladders and chutes for us. You know what I mean?
What a ball you must have.
Until this day.
Don't mention balls, though. Yeah, don't mention balls. Yeah. Basketballs. There are basketballs everywhere.
No. On the floor?
On the floor, on the ceiling.
You try to, take one out, and then all of a sudden there's five more.
Oh, basketballs, no. basketballs everywhere.
Yeah.
How do you live? That's so hard.
And I wouldn't say that orange is my color. I'm more of a winter.
Mm-hmm. I'm a summer, so I can be next to a basketball, and it kind of accentuates my skin tone.
He has delightful skin. Just truly, it's firm, it's buoyant.
I don't see a pore in sight.
No.
And I
eliminated them. I had pore surgery. Oh. I fused them all together. So
that's
I'm
right.
completely smooth.
He had a poor person fuse his pores
yes.
together.
Is that expensive?
No, you can pay a poor person $50 and they'll do anything for you.
Anything. Wow. Is that like Task Rabbit?
What's that?
Is that a sponsor? I don't know what.
Is that like a meal plan?
I don't know why you mentioned that.
No way.
Is that a website? Know what,
sorry. Is that a stamps.com thing? I don't know why you're bringing them up.
Is that a mattress?
No.
Lisa? I don't get it.
I have no advertising.
Oh. Okay.
No one wants to sponsor this. So.
Oh,
I thought it was a choice, but no one wants to.
I know we've reached out to people and the responses have not been good. They've been...
So instead of just no response, which is a response in and of itself, they prefer to actually respond aggressively to you?
Oh, yeah. Your skin is gorgeous.
Thank you for getting back to the important part. Yes, my skin is gorgeous.
I think it is the important part, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
You look freaking stunning.
Thank you.
Angela, I don't know, did you get your pores minimized?
No.
Doesn't look like it.
I've got loose pores. I like every sort of orifice of mine to just be able to breathe.
She's kind of like, her skin is like a slice of Swiss cheese that you've stretched out.
Yes.
To kind of like pizza dough in a way.
Yes. Mamma mia.
So the just stuff can kind of go in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you got to kind of.
It's exit only though. She doesn't play like that.
I'm just a window pane though.
No pain, no game.
Oh, hey.
Did you say no pain, no game?
Yeah, no game with an M.
Interesting.
Huh. That's how
I've never thought about it that way.
All the athletes that come in
here. No game. Mm-hmm. I bet the prior owner of this home would understand that.
What was his name again?
Yao Ming.
So there's no way to remove the basketballs, it sounds like.
I haven't found a way on heaven or earth.
What?
I found a way on neither heaven nor earth to remove these basketballs.
He always says that. He says that. He's found a way. No heaven, no earth.
No heaven, no earth. No pain, no game.
Yep. No woman, no cry.
No man, no cry either.
True.
Basically, if there were no people on the earth, there would be no one left to cry.
Is that what you want? No people on Earth?
It sounds peaceful.
That's what it seemed like you guys were organizing that one day, to burn up that plane, boat, and all the land far and wide.
I've never thought about it that way. That's an amazing
wow.
deduction.
Huh.
Huh.
Okay.
You know, we sort of gave up our activities after we got together. We kind of put all of those childish things behind us.
Well, I went into childish things, but it was
in a different way.
Yeah, but I was building. I was not breaking things down. I was building.
Hmm.
But perhaps it's time to get back into tearing things down instead of trying to build things up.
Oh, wow.
Instead of, and I'm not talking about walls.
No,
because walls deserve to be there.
I love a wall.
I'm talking about just raising the earth and destroying
yes.
all things.
Giving Mother Earth a break from the parasites, which are humans. Wow. Yes, Diane. Yes. Okay.
I guess I didn't really fully mean go and, you know, get back into terrorism.
Fire is the antibodies that the earth provides to exterminate the microorganisms upon the earth.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's as if there was something in my brain that was keeping me from becoming who I need to be.
I love the energy. I'm a little scared of where you guys
you
are going with this.
You have a lot of lie, Dirks. Didn't you say you have a lot of lie? Is that...
Did I?
Did you say that? Because for it to make your remedy, but also lie is great when you've killed somebody and you need to get rid of their body and you need to decompose it quickly.
No,
and
no,
we have so much lie here. Wait,
just hold on for 1 minute. No.
Oh my God.
I can't be a proponent of this on this recording. So no, I have to say no.
Oh, no. I've done something really bad in the operating room. I removed the heart instead of the tumor, and now the patient is bleeding everywhere. This is bad. Really bad. But if there's one person who can save this dying patient, it's me. God.
So, we want to get a divorce.
We want to get a divorce. Yeah.
I'm mad at him for being mad.
Yeah, and I'm mad that she's mad.
Even after everything we've been through in this session, you still want a divorce?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But we came really far, I thought.
Did you know how sometimes when you walk a long way and then suddenly you see a set of footprints, it's not Jesus.
No.
It's your own.
He doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist. It's your own footprints and you've just circled back to where you started. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You're just
an idiot who's walking in a circle.
I really thought that we did some good work here today.
No, I think divorce is the way that we should go with this.
I feel good about that. I do.
But all that stuff about you guys wanting to maybe get back into terrorism. I mean, what about that?
I think it's a solo kind of path.
Yeah. We really have different interests when it comes to that.
Yeah.
We're at cross purposes when it comes to that. And so
we're not complimentary when it comes to our terrorism.
No.
But you guys both wanted to burn that plane and boat.
No. I wanted to burn the plane. She wanted to burn the boat.
Okay. We didn't tell the story right. This is what the problem is. We didn't tell her the right story.
Okay, I was thinking I would escape on the boat. She was thinking she would escape on the plane.
The plane. Isn't that funny?
I don't have anyone leave these sessions without, you know.
Yeah, we're getting
me transforming.
Yeah.
Yeah. There. Divorce. Sounds good. Shall we agree?
Can I
shake hands?
Shake hands.
Gentlemen's divorce.
You know, I'm going to send this, just a text about it then. Right? Don't you think?
Text our lawyer. Just a sad emoji, maybe that one where there's a single tear.
Yeah.
To our lawyer. He'll know what it means.
Yes. Yeah. And we could also, on your website, give you a pull quote that you helped us decide that we should get a divorce.
It's okay. We've already uploaded it to
only
your site.
Positive. Yeah. We just want positive stuff.
We've already uploaded our pull quote. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for helping us realize that we're wrong for each other.
Yes. Yes. And the therapy is bad.
You know, in all my years, this is one of the worst things I've ever done. And I'm going to beat myself up about this for years to come. Wow. You know, Mr. Fertley, Miss Fertley, I bid you adieu. I bid you adieu.
I don't speak French. Yeah. I don't know what most of those words mean.
No, no pain, are we gambling? No game. And you guys will not, you're not going to be together. And that's fine, I guess. But you didn't pay the pain. And so therefore you have no game.
Huh.
It's as simple as that.
It's pretty simple. You're right.
You're right.
Okay, Judge, if you're listening, maybe you were right. Maybe I was pretending to be a doctor. And maybe I did encourage Angela and Dirks to become terrorists. But you know what? If trying to help a husband and wife fix their marriage makes me guilty of illegally practicing medicine and aiding and abetting two criminals, then goddammit, lock me up and put me away because I care.
Check out Dr. Deep's work. No, I'm not a doctor, but I have removed a mole or two in my day. A Twitter rant. And Love and Basketball, How to Keep Your Marriage Alive with So Many Balls Flying at Your Head. A LinkedIn post. Dr. Deep would like to thank Scott Aukerman, Kulop Vilaysok, producer and editor Kimmy Gregory, mixer Marina Pais, and Lily Sullivan, who is her greatest inspiration.